Busy morning. We're talking with a lot of people today, and as promised here in the 8 o'clock hour, talking Dreams Auction with Kim Nelson, NDSES Alumni Foundation. Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
And you came in here, big smile on your face.
Oh, yeah.
It's Dreams Week.
It's Dreams Week. So we're moving and shaking and having a good time.
Now,
so
you said, too, this event completely sold out, wall to wall.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
We've moved to the event center. Last year, we ended up moving to the event center. We moved there this year. We still have 400 people coming to the event, but we are sold out for tickets, you know, to be able to come to the event.
Right.
But it doesn't mean you still can't participate. So,
and this is a great thing about technology.
Exactly.
And how you've really taken advantage of this. Tell us about how we can get in.
We have an online bidding. Basically, we have almost 280 gifts that you can bid online. So you go online, you can go to our website, ndscsalumni.com. Just click on the part where it says Dreams Auction, and it'll get you all the directions. It'll tell you how to online bid, how to register. And then we have our silent and premier auction. And you can actually start bidding on Thursday at noon.
Thursday
at noon. So it opens up. So Thursday at noon it opens up. You can start bidding. You can mark your ones that you want to highlight. You can put a little star by them and then go back to them as the day goes on, or Friday. And then what they'll close at 8:30 and 9:30 on Friday night. So while the auction's going on Friday night, then those auction items will close. If you happen to bid on any of those and you get them, we'll make arrangements for you to get the gift on either Saturday morning or next week. So
fantastic.
Yeah. So it's a fun way to do it. And, you know, we're encouraging people, get together with other friends. If you can't come in person, in our local establishments, we want to support them. You know, so go to Prantys or the Wilkin or the Brew or the Boiler Room, and they're offering, check their websites, they're offering some specials. And you can sit around with a table of six or eight and bid with your phones and like everybody else is doing in person.
Sure.
And have some fun with it. So, and that, still support.
That's the key to it. You were mentioning, too, the auction items, the list, each and every year just keeps growing and getting better.
It is. And it's amazing. And that, you know, we can't thank our communities and our people for all of the support and the gifts. And every year, you know, I look at the gifts and I just feel like they just get better and quality and fun and innovative and just something different. And that's what we're excited about, you know, that it just, it doesn't, it's not dull. It never has gotten dull.
No.
It just keeps growing.
Well, in the evolution of this, we were talking before. I remember the first one, Prantys on the Green,
down on the golf course. 200 people.
200 people. Raleigh and I were the MCs to that with our little tuxes. And to look back at that then and to see where it is now, it's absolutely incredible. So, Kim, when the money comes in, what does it go to? Kind of thumbnail it.
So what a thumbnails is, basically, we, the foundation, the NDSES Alumni Foundation, we're the fundraising arm of the college. So we do all the fundraising and help with anything from simulators for the nurses to, you know, grant writing to reaching out to our donors and building on scholarships. Scholarship money is huge and important. And that's kind of, I'll do a little plug. We actually are going to this year, for the first year ever, we hit the $1 million mark.
Fantastic.
We will be giving out over $1 million in scholarship.
Wow.
And that doesn't happen without our alumni and our friends donating, but it doesn't happen without the foundation going out and reaching out to those alumni and friends. And that's what our job is. And that's where this fundraiser is helping us to promote all of that and be support of the college.
And when you look at alumni, which you do, that's, you know, because that's your thing. How proud are they to get behind something like this and just and stand behind it?
Yes. And that's what's exciting. You know, even the, you know, the hot commodity tickets this year, it's like, I had somebody call me last night and he goes, I got two extra spots. I'm bringing my parents because they were alumni. Is that OK? I'm like, of course, you know, and just getting them reconnected. It's really important for the alumni to see what we are doing here at NDSCS.
And yeah, and definitely it's all about legacy. And you mentioned, too, this, the premier event of the year.
It is.
At the college. So,
yeah.
And it supports so much.
It does. It supports, you know, our students. And that's our focus. They're our customers. They're the people that we need to educate and move on into workforce. And we can't have it without relationships, and we can't have it without fundraisers. So that's why the Dreams Auction is big. It's 27 years, you know, and you know, sometimes events kind of like dwindle away. This one's not.
No, and this just keeps growing, and you got through the whole COVID thing, and you came out on the other side of it looking great.
Yeah, we have. And again, we can't thank anybody enough. So if you are attending, just a reminder, doors open at 5:30 on Friday night. If you're not attending in person, make sure you go on to our website, ndscsalumni.com. Click on the Get Started Now, and it'll walk you through how to get signed up. And you can bid, and you can scroll right now and look at the book.
Take a look at what's out there.
Yeah. So it's really cool.
Definitely impressive. Kim, I'd love to say have a great event, but I know you're going to have one anyway.
Yeah, we're excited. It's fun. It's always a fun night, and at least it's not a blizzard or anything like that. So
typical April weather.
Yeah, it is. And we can live with that. So
definitely. Kim Nelson and NDSCS Alumni Foundation. Kim, thanks so much for stopping by. And again, good luck with the event. Come back and give us an update.
I will. And thank you so much for letting us be here and share with you what we have going on this week.
That's why we're here. Thanks much, Kim. It's 8:13 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Hi, this is Ward Cater with Vision for Lincoln and Wahpeton. From classic to today's country, news, weather, and sports, I listen to the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.